produced in Wales by Jeremy Grange. 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11:15 this Thursday evening. Time for me, Petroc Trelawney, to bid you a very good evening and hand you over to Fiona Torkington, who's here with Late Junction.
That's the sound of Polish band Mała Instrumenti. Their name means small instruments, and they're on tour here from next week, sharing a double bill with Pierre Bastiat. They'll be starting at Bush Hall in London on the 19th, and then going on to Milton Keynes, Bristol, Oxford, Bury St Edmunds and Birmingham. Coming up later tonight at around midnight, the next in our series of Late Junction collaborations. Tonight, bringing together two musicians who were around for the Ghosts in the Basement Day at Cecil Sharp House a few weeks ago, Tucker Zimmerman and Jason Steele, who I'm pleased to say really hit it off. Now, some singers who specialise in the music of Brittany and the Occitan region of France. This is a song about three sailors, which I think is from Brittany, and the performers are Yann-Fange Kemener, René Sette, Laurent Audemars and François Favard.
Nouvelle les amena, saïla poi salà, l'uven les amena dins un pays étranger. Dins un pays estranio, dins un pays estrani.
Gant avel bit, kased o git randa, la direna. Gant avel bit, kased, bit gendu arnivi. Bit gendu arnivi, gi bit gendu arnivi.
Dintre d'un porto blanc, saïla, oh isala. Dintre d'un porto blanc, son pays vengu urmejan. A qui payur megero, a qui payur megero?
E qui chemeiner velo gitran la, la dire la. In qui chemeiner vele des glib to herviu. A des glib to herviu gi. Des glibes to herviu.
Tres juve marinie sailan, oh isala. Tres juve marinie sur la grande mar en partie. Sur la mar partigueron, sur la mar partigueron.
The combination of nickel harp and organ, which works very well in the hands of Gunnar Edensdam and Johan Hedin. And they followed a traditional Breton song from Jean-Forges Caminer, René Sette, Laurent Audemars and François Favre. Just opened at the Max Wigram Gallery in London is an installation by Pavel Buchler. He's putting 75 horn speakers across the gallery wall, and they'll all be emitting an eerie interpretation of painter, sculptor and poet Kurt Schwitter's epic sound poem, the Ursonate. They tell us it's been fed through a digital German speech programme that radically changes its content, mashing up its classical structure to spew out an unintelligible and otherworldly language. And they sent us an extract, which I just can't resist playing you.
Fünf böse Tätze Uhr, Pögif, Quie. Die dessen NRRIDE im Piftifto till Julka. Den Zirkete Baby NNZKRMÜ, Zio NC, Zio Rinskamü. Rakete Baby. Rumpftifto. Zio NC, Zio Rinskamü. Zio NC, Zio Rinskamü. Rakete Baby. Rakete Bese. Fünf böse THZ Uhr, Upsetti wiegne Fünfs. Rakete Ring zickete, 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 Bö, Bö. Föbehö, Fünf Böbehörö, Fünf Böbehörötel, Fünf Böbehörötel, Böhörötelzei, Fünf Böbehörötelzei, Böhörötelzei. Fünf Böbehörötelzeu, Böbehörötelzeu, Pö. Fünf Böbehörötelzeu, Pö, Böbehörötelzeu, Pö, Pö. Fünf Böbehörötelzeu, Pö, Böbehörötelzeu, Pö, Gif. Fünf Böbehörötelzeu, Pö, Gif, Quie. Rakete Ring zickete, 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 Bö, Bö. Föbehö. Fünf Böbehörö, Fünf Böbehörötel, Fünf Böbehörötel, Böhörötelzei, Fünf Böbehörötelzei, Böhörötelzeu, Fünf Böbehörötelzeu, Böhörötelzeu, Pö, Fünf Böbehörötelzeu, Pö, Böhörötelzeu, Pögö, Fünf Böbehörötelzeu, Pögö, Böhörötelzeu, Pögif, Fünf Böbehörötelzeu, Pögif, Quie. Rakete Ring zickete, 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 Bö, Bö.
Shimizu wo te desu yoni domi oshitanda.
Well, that was Ying Yang from the first collaborative album by electronic music pioneer Dieter Merbius and bassist Gert Baerbohm. Strange Music originally surfaced in 1982 and it's just been reissued. Shugo Yakamura before that and a piece called Tracking Elevator. And first of all, an extract from the Pavel Buchler installation at London's Max Wigram Gallery, a reworking of Kurt Schwitter's Ursonata. And that exhibition is on until mid-November. For his recent compilation called De Profundis, the violinist Gidon Kremer has chosen some of his own favourite recordings. This is Arvo Pärt's Passacaglia.
Thank you.
A piece by the Italian composer Salvatore Sciarrino, Vagabonde Blu was the title, a title taken from astronomy, apparently, and it's a type of star which doesn't belong anywhere. Teodoro Ancelotti was the accordion player, and followed on from Death Prod's Mysterium Magnum. That appears on Runa Gramophone's celebratory 100th release, which is a compilation called 20 Centuries of Stony Sleep. And first of all there, Guidon Kremer, from his own compilation De Profundis, Arvo Pärt's Passacaglia. Coming up in a few minutes' time, the next of our Late Junction collaborations tonight, featuring two singer-songwriters, Tucker Zimmerman and Jason Steele. First of all though, Trio Zane, three women who come from three different countries and bring together Bulgaria, Turkish and Greek cultures. This is a traditional Greek song about how the soul is in the waters of the river.
Ποτάμι όταν γεμίζει.
A search for the soul in the rushing waters of the river. A traditional Greek song sung there by the trio Tsane. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. And now for the next 25 minutes or so, sit back and enjoy the next in our series of Late Junction collaborations. If you've been listening over the last couple of months, you'll have heard me playing tracks from a compilation called Ghosts from the Basement, which resurrected some fine voices on the folk scene from around 40 years ago. The voice of one Tucker Zimmerman caught my imagination, so when it turned out he was coming over from Belgium, where he now lives, for the Ghosts in the Basement Day at Cecil Sharp House last month, I had the idea of putting him with an English singer of a younger generation, and Jason Steele was someone I thought would work really well with Tucker. I was very relieved to find the two got on really well and inspired each other.
Just do it. Let's do it. Church bells ring at 6 o'clock. I look at my wristwatch. I can't figure out if time is passing fast or slow. I look down at my arm and stare at the patch of skin I had once considered a choice spot for an eagle tattoo. The fly, which has been buzzing around my room, lands on that patch of skin. Who in his right mind would choose to live in an unfurnished apartment and entertain Dungeness ideas? There's a piece of paper at my elbow. On it is written, "There are werewolves in the wind." Who could have written that? Who would choose to be so complicated?
Said, look unto me, I am a bird of prey, pecking at my eyes and in the light of day I knew that I had begged you to. And when we went to worship in a sacred place, when I felt the presence, it was you I faced, and you I built a church for you. I built a church for you.
Hi, I'm Tucker Zimmerman. I'm at BBC Studios.
I'm Jason Steele. I'm also at Maida Vale Studios, along with Tucker, in West London. The first thing we did, one take banjo track with Tucker's wonderful poetry over the top. Tucker, do you want to talk to us about that?
Well, it's just some werewolves that have been around in my head for a really long time. My first dreams were wolves, and I've always been very fond of wolves. And as I grew up in the 50s, they had all these werewolf films, you know, and they really scared me. And at the same time, I was fascinated by this fear. And as I grew older, I made friends with this fear, and I made friends with the werewolves themselves. And sometimes I think maybe I'm one.
We established early on that we have a shared interest in lycanthropy. So after Werewolves, you'll have heard Song for Turning, which was played on the six-string banjo as opposed to the five, which Werewolves was played on. And it's one of those songs that is just, most writers know that feeling where something just arrives to you and then you 1 minute the page is empty and the next it's written down. Around the time that I wrote it, I was reading a lot of Romanian folklore, and I read this fantastic tale that I was talking to you about last night, Tucker, about the relationship between the sun and the moon. And in this particular ancient folk tale, the sun is the brother and the moon is the sister. And the sun develops incestuous leanings, this uncontrollable lust for his sister, the moon, and he's chasing her around. And this gives us the cycle of the days. So the cycle of the day and night is just the moon perpetually trying to outrun its brother.
You put all of that in one song?
I don't know. That was the mood of the thing. I was really pleased with how it came out. I thought your the Rhodes, the Fender Rhodes, was very Leonard Cohen. What was going on?
Well, I just had my nose poked down in the keyboard, trying to keep up with the music. That's all. I was just concentrating on that. That's all. And next we're going to hear a ballad called The Black Oak Tree that I wrote. It's a very new song. I finished it day before yesterday. And I had in mind, to coming to England, that I would make a tribute to some of the old ballads that of English folk music that goes back way back in time. And these are ballads that deal with fallen women and love unrequited. And
you mentioned the child ballads in particular.
Yeah, the child ballads with the tragedies, girls drowning and so forth. And changelings also. We get back to the werewolves. I'm interested and fascinated with shapeshifters. And I tried to put this into one of these songs as a sort of a tribute to these old ballads, and it's called the Black Oak Tree. It was planted in the night on a rain and windy night where the Raven River flows to the sea. Well, it sprouted from the earth where the Rose of Sharon grows. You know it was a black oak tree. Yes, it sprouted from the soil, the damp and leafy soil, and it grew into the shape of a man. And its arms reach to the sky, the dark and starry sky, and the clouds passing by touched his hands. In the village on the hill above the water mill lived a preacher's daughter, fine and fair to see. The maiden's name was Rose, she was 17 years old when she heard about the black oak tree. It was said that witches danced on a midsummer night when the Raven River flows to the sea. I believe I shall go down, said fair maiden Rose, I shall go and see the black oak tree. Stallion horse, twice 10 hands high and saddle free, until she came to the place where she saw her face in the leaves of the black oak tree. And the village people knew the ancient tale was true of children lost to evil sorcery. They came down and gathered round the moonlight on the ground in the shadow of the black oak tree. They saw the horse rise to stand, he changed into a man, fair in face and proud was his stance. Then he took Rose's hands, they joined mortal hands, and they danced beneath the black oak tree. Upon the damp and leafy ground, there was love in their eyes for all to see. And then they disappeared into the shadow cast upon the ground by the black oak tree. Quite alone without a horse or man.
And she wore no clothes, only bells upon her toes, silver rings on the fingers of her hands. Oh, it's witchcraft, they said, the devil's in her head. He's taken her soul, and there can be only one true hope. So they took out a rope, and they tied her to the black oak tree. Then they gathered twigs of wood, dead branches and straw. They piled it all at her feet. And then the preacher raised a flame, said a prayer to God's law, and he burned down the black oak tree. And years went by, the village people died, the church and the houses fell to ruin, but the memory of Maiden Rose lingered in the river's flow when touched by the midsummer's moon. One day a raven flying by, looking down from the sky, and a pile of white ashes he did see. Flew down and there he found, growing from the ground, the leaf of a black oak tree. And they say late at night, in the pale moon's light, when the Raven River flows to the sea, a maiden rises from the ground, the damp and leafy ground, to dance around the black oak tree.
Okay, so you've just heard The Black Oak Tree, which was a ballad Tucker wrote, as he explained, in the tradition of the child ballads. Tucker, you want to talk
the saints, yeah.
The saints.
The saints. Amongst many, many poems that I've written, and I gave to Jason last night to look through. I gave him a selection of some, and this is one that he picked out. He kind of liked it, and he surprised me today by having come put it into a song, which I learned today. So that was very, very nice for me, and I thank you very much for that.
For me, it's got that wonderful lusty yeah. hedonism to it, you know, yeah. in the words. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
And if the saints come marching in, break out the whiskey, the rye and gin, and lift the glass to the lusty lads, the busty babes, their dusty dads. So line them up and knock them down. Let's drink this place into the ground. And that's for you. For me, we ain't no saints, that's plain to see. When you're drunk, I'll drive you home. We'll screw saxophone. We'll play the saints go marching in. We'll do the cakewalk. We'll do the spin. You'll be my girl of Mardi Gras, dressed up in diapers made of foam bra. I'll show you where I keep my toys. I'll be your bouncing, oh baby boy. So line them up and knock them down.
You just heard The Saints. The next one is called Come to Me on a Night Like This. I can't say anything much about the poem. It's a love poem, and there's two parts to it, and there's a middle part that Jason plays on his guitar without the words.
The middle section, which instantly the minute Tucker spoke to me about a poem and email, I thought that would work. I wrote in a bedroom in Yorkshire with a wooden floor in an empty house.
Yeah. Come to me on a night like this, when the moon is a half-shuttered eye of a slumbering Miss Universe, and the sprinkle of stars is the shattered shadow of the love I feel for you. Come to me on a night like this, when the muscles of my feet beat like drums against your sky, and the feathers of my tongue tap against the clouds that float through the thunder of your eye. Come to me on a night like this, when your eyelids flutter and my lips stutter love, and all my balloons roll around in your hands like butterballs, and everything's better than nothing, and nothing is nowhere at all. The sun flips over and goes to sleep, and specks of darkness float down like confetti through the light, till there's nothing left to see, till there's nothing left but you and me, and a spark and a glow of a fingertip touch and a shy public kiss. Come to me on a night like this. Come to me on a night like this, when the moon is making faces in the mirror of the earth, and the oceans are rising, waves crashing on the beaches, and sand blown by the wind is piling up into small sculpted models of pyramids and sphinxes and Eiffel Towers and Statues of Liberty and Golden Gate Bridges. Come to me on a night like this, when the forests are a murmur with rumors of bears and coyotes and windfalls tumble and crash as porcupines brush against them, and the footprints of deer are reprinted over and over until a track begins to emerge, and down through the dense foliage a small expedition of elves appears in a clearing, and they stand around with their hands in their pockets and telling elfin jokes. Come to me on a night like this, when the cards are on the table along with the empty wine bottles, and the smoke of snuffed out cigarettes hangs in the air, and some tall skinny gambler stands, inserts his head between the beams of the ceiling, and tosses down his hand and spreads it across the table, four aces, a joker, and all his elementary school report cards, grades 2 through 7, which show that he excelled in math, music, marble sculpting, and making love. Come to me on a night like this, in the style of Greta Garbo. Hold your breath, choose your words so carefully that for minutes on end you cannot speak. And when you do, you illuminate the room from floor to ceiling with the sparklers of your language and the radiance of your accent. Come to me on a night like this, when lovers hide from stormy showers and under umbrellas and awnings, and as the streets fill with rain, and the safest place is a fourth floor attic full of rocking horses and sewing dummies and boxing gloves and gramophones, and all collecting dust instead of rain, and while lovers lie abed in canopied four posters, naked under piles of polar bear skins and parachute pillows. Come to me on a night like this, when the owl has ceased its feasting upon the rabbit's heart, and the rabbit's blood is now lukewarm, and a pair of salamanders crawl from the leafy mold to share an after-love snack. Come to me on a night like this.
Tucker Zimmerman and Jason Steele enjoying each other's music and company at the BBC's Maida Vale studios as part of our series of Late Junction collaborations. And that's available online for the next 30 days for you to download as a podcast on the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 3. Now, here's another track from the Polish band Małe Instrumenty, who are touring here from next week. This is How Does a Sausage Dog Work? Thank you. A wonderful pairing of voices, a setting of the Salve Regina by Monteverdi, sung there by Ellen Monaghan Thomas and Grace Davidson, with the ensemble of the 16 directed by Harry Christophers. And they followed a track by the Polish band Małe Instrumenty, How Does a Sausage Dog Work? Their tour begins at Bush Hall in London next week, and they're going on to Milton Keynes, Bristol, Oxford, Bury St Edmunds and Birmingham, and they'll be sharing the bill with Pierre Bastien. Now, I'm going to go back to a CD which we're all really into here, The Rough Guide to the Music of Afghanistan. And this is a group based in Kabul, the Ahmad Sham Sufi Qawwali Group. It's a song called The Path of the Mosque and the Winehouse. The mosque and the winehouse are forbidden to a lowly man, so it's best to find your way between the two.
Come on,
A piece dedicated to the people of Afghanistan called Axis of Love, played by the santur player Javed Afsari Rad. And he followed a group from Kabul, the Ahmad Sham Sufi Qawwali Group, a piece taken from The Rough Guide to Afghanistan. I'm going to leave you with the sound of the Tibetan Tashi Lunpo monks tonight, who follow another lullaby by Velio Tormis. Have a very good weekend, and I hope you'll join me again for Late Junction next Tuesday at the usual time, 11:15.
Thank you. Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. In about an hour and a quarter, a sacred cantata from 17th century Italy, Alessandro Stradella, leads us into purgatory with the help of the Consort of Music. First, chamber music for strings, the last of Beethoven's Opus 18 quartets in about 50 minutes, and before that, Dvorak and Haydn from the Pavel Haas Quartet. Haydn's late quartets date from the years after Mozart's death, when his pupil Beethoven was the coming man, and the second of Haydn's Opus 76 set showed no let-up in his inventiveness. It's nicknamed the Fifths Quartet, after the interval that pervades the first movement from the opening bars onwards.
Thank you. Thank you.
battle between D minor and D major in the finale of Haydn's Quartet, Opus 76, No. 2. Dvorak's not best known for his string quintets. In fact, one that he began at the age of 19 was published as his Opus 1. His second, in his mid-30s, unusually includes a double bass, but for the third and last, Opus 97 in E-flat, he followed Mozart and added a second viola, Masumi Per Rosta, joining the Pavel Haas Quartet here. This quintet came soon after the New World Symphony, as you may be able to tell.
Thank you.